It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. All right, a few observations on the second highest scoring tie game in NFL history. Gosh, I'm so pleased I got to witness history like this.
How about that?
Something else. I was very thankful to Mike Tirico for saving me and the nation so much time when he called Melissa Stark Melissa.
He did?
Yeah.
I didn't catch that.
Melissa to Melis.
Wow.
Sorry about that, sports fans.
I've never heard that as a shortened form of Melissa. Melis. Okay, so they were really setting up the story, trying to, you know, because life is all about stories and narratives, and they were really setting up the whole Micah narrative. We got to see him coming to the stadium in his very smart-looking all-white suit with the pinstripes on it, and he's checking in, and then he only comes out for the pregame warm-ups for 10 minutes and doesn't speak to any of his former players, former teammates, and they show his mom over there in his suite that he still keeps at the Cowboys stadium, and then we never really got the payoff of this whole story, this
no.
battle royale.
Nope.
This returning for vengeance and revenge. It
nope.
just didn't pay off.
We were all thinking he'd have 10 sacks.
Right. And that just fell flat.
Cowboys made sure that didn't happen, by the way.
Roof was open. Roof was open. Such beautiful weather last night. But they kept the end zones closed off. I wonder what that decision is about. Like, what is the rule of thumb that they go by? Like, is it a certain temperature when they open the whole thing? What is
yeah,
it?
I don't know.
I wonder if the wind plays a role there.
They don't want to mess with Brandon Aubrey.
Yeah, you have the best. He's your best weapon.
Closed.
And you want conditions perfect for him.
But wouldn't the wind more adversely affect a lesser kicker?
No, because he's going to be kicking from further out.
Okay.
He's going to be kicking from 70 and 80 yards.
So does he really kick from a lot farther than the other guys? It seems like a lot of guys are kicking long, or is it just he's the one who does the long kicks?
He's a little longer.
Yeah. I mean, everyone, as Tirico mentioned at the end, we all look at, wow, a 50-some-odd yard field goal. That's really a lot on your kicker. It seems we've had so many game winners 50-plus already this year around the NFL. And a 60.
From
a 64 for the Cowboys.
From a lot of guys.
Yeah.
So, still trying to wrap my head around it. Everybody got good at one time.
No, it's progressive.
Everybody got long.
It didn't happen overnight.
Number 83 for the Packers, Savion Williams.
TCU.
TCU guy.
Mm-hmm.
He smartly wears the big oversized helmet. And so does that other guy.
Dobbs.
Yeah, Dobbs. He wears it. Don't notice anyone on the Cowboys wearing it.
No.
I don't think they do have one.
But yet we have two Packers wearing it. I wonder why this hasn't caught on more. And is it because it looks really weird?
It looks extremely weird. And I bet that's part of the reason it hasn't caught on.
I mean, God bless them. That's what I would do. I think I would be the guy out there with the big oversized helmet and the age of concussion awareness. But it does seem really strange and oversized and half-assed. It looks like those guys are wearing a homemade helmet, something that their mother made for them.
Yes.
It's the kid who wanted to get a Green Bay Packer helmet for Christmas, but his parents wouldn't go buy him one at the store.
Right.
His mom just said, I can make one of those.
I wonder if that's the future, though. Everyone's going to wear helmets like that.
Homemade helmets?
Yeah, homemade helmets that won't quite be that big. Maybe they'll shrink a little bit, whatever that material is that they put around it.
So is the cover, because they haven't fully produced them in that size yet, and they make a generic one that you then kind of put a Green Bay cover over? Or is that part of the technology that there's fabric over it that slips?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think they've already changed from when they first introduced them. I think they look better now than they did, what was that, 2 years ago when they started wearing them?
Because they used to be a foam shell, right?
With some sort of material over it.
Yeah, like a flotation device thing that looked like it was made out of that stuff. But now I don't know what this is.
Yeah, it just says they're designed to reduce the force of head impacts by providing an extra layer of protection. 9 players in the NFL wear them right now. Only 9. The Packers have 2 of them.
And do any other? Does any other team have more than one?
I bet not.
So I thought I saw one or maybe 2 with the Giants, an offensive lineman. 49ers have one or
49ers 2. Have a couple, I thought.
Yeah.
Is this LGBTQ month or something? What's with the rainbow?
I think it's
logos and stuff.
All cancers.
It's for cancer.
Oh, it's cancer. The rainbow thing's for cancer.
Remember, it used to be
cancer.
It used to be just breast cancer month in October, and now they're fighting all cancers. So they're wearing all the different colors.
Right. In October.
Right.
So I'm confused by that a little bit too.
Well, that's cancer awareness month, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Well, all of my calendars are wrong right now. Then that's a me problem, though. Because I have.
Why did you have it for November?
No, I just all my calendars are set to September right now.
No.
I don't know why that's going on, but I'll have to fix that technical issue.
No, they wanted to get an early start on it.
And I don't think they show the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders nearly enough. What do you think about that?
They didn't much last
here.
Night.
Here they are.
Well, they didn't have outside of the thunderstruck.
Right.
Introduction.
And here's your marquee signature squad of cheerleaders that are famous nationwide, worldwide, have top-rated Netflix show. They should be emphasizing the cheerleaders more.
Yes.
I mean, you have something that is ready-made for basically half the bump-ins, bump-outs that you're going to do going to commercial. So show the cheerleaders more. Go ahead.
Are networks pulling back on that?
Because they're not sure as to is
if
that getting
can.
Us wrong
okay. Right.
Is that?
I kind of think they are.
Maybe.
They don't think that women should be seen.
They
engineer an opinion against them now.
Want to come across as sexist or I don't know, but I just.
But my role as a critic is to criticize no matter which one they choose.
Right.
That's what's fun about life. We had Brett Favre down on the sideline showing his penis to any player who would take a look. I thought that was interesting. And then we had that hit that Leofau put on Golden after that punt.
Wow.
In the second quarter.
Boy, he had back-to-back plays where he just got smoked.
I know it. How has he not ever hurt?
No.
He has got to stop the spin move in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
You are always going to spin into something in the NFL.
It's not working out. And did they say that Shoddy's dogs were bitten by a copperhead?
Yeah, that wasn't this week.
No.
That was a couple weeks ago.
Why did someone just hand that note to Chris Collinsworth?
I don't know. I mean, look at that. He's got the thing. He's doing that. I
also noticed that Collinsworth was not talking as much as he used to.
Really?
Yeah, you watch the first half. There were several times where Tirico does like 4 plays in a row and Collinsworth never had anything to offer.
You're on to something because I noticed a couple times when Tirico, it was a replay where Collinsworth should normally jump
right in
and Tirico talked like halfway through the replay and then Collinsworth never came in.
Didn't say anything.
Or came in really, really at the end after a lot of silence.
Mm-hmm. Something going on there.
Yeah, we need to look into that.
Yes, y'all just look into that
okay.
And keep aware of it. Keep being not unaware of that. And that will, there's a few blue ribbon observations.